We do not preach only one coming of Christ, wrote the 4th century church father Cyril of Jerusalem, but a second as well, much more glorious than the first. The first coming was marked by patience, and the second will bring the crown of a divine kingdom. At the first coming, he was wrapped in swaddling clothes in a manger. At his second coming, he will be clothed in light as in a garment. In the first coming, he endured the cross, despising the shame. In the second coming, he will be in glory, escorted by an army of angels. Good morning and welcome to Through Their Message. My name is Rhonda, and I come to you from Foundations Bible Church in Winnebago, Minnesota. And I would like to extend an invitation to you to come and join us for Sunday school at 9 a.m. for all ages, and then worship at 10:15. Come, expecting to meet with the Lord, to sing of His praises, to offer up words of thanksgiving for His mercy and His compassion towards and for us. Come, with hearts of thankfulness for His blessings, and come to hear His word, and join with the saints to pray for one another. Come, come to worship the Lord. We're on this journey together. And we are stronger together against the enemy. Let us come with one heart, one mind, one mission, to worship the Lord our God. In Isaiah 8:6, the prophet tells us, "For unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." Isaiah then goes on to tell us in chapter 53 that he grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was oppressed and afflicted, and yet he did not open his mouth, and he was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is silent, so he did not open his mouth. On Calvary he was crucified for our iniquities, for our transgressions, for the sins of this world. Lifted up, hanging upon that tree, he was alone. He was despised by those on the ground before him, and forsaken by God for the sin that he bore, our sins, yours and mine. And when there was no more sin to take upon himself, he gave his spirit up, and death claimed him. Oh, but this is not the end. It is only the beginning. A beginning that will be shouted from the tallest of mountaintops, and that will send the rains to the lowest of the valleys. A beginning that shall be written about throughout the heavens, and that the earth shall rejoice in as the mountains and the trees clap their hands. Christ Jesus lives. Death cannot hold him. He has risen. He has ascended into heaven. He has gone home to sit at the right hand of God the Father. And he leaves us with this promise from John 14:2-3. In my Father's house there are many rooms. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. Who are those that the Lord Jesus is coming back for? It is those in whom they have invited the Lord Jesus into their hearts and their lives. It is those in whom they have confessed to and have asked forgiveness for their sins. It is those in whom they have asked Jesus to rescue them from the life of sin that they live, that ask to be set free from the curse of death that they now carry within them. It is those in whom the light has penetrated the darkness, whose ears have been unstopped, and whose hearts have been softened. It is those in whom true repentance is shown as they leave behind those things once held them captive. It is those in whom have chosen to follow Christ Jesus, to become disciples of the rabbi, the teacher, and whose life is committed to serving God, however and wherever he may call them. It is those in whom they have placed their trust in God, who have entered into a relationship with him, and who do not know him by name only, but who seek to know him through life's experiences, by a personal intimacy with him, and a deep, loving relationship for him. It is to all who received him, Jesus, to those who believed in his name, that he gave the right to become children of God. John 1. Return he shall, the Lion of Judah, to claim that which is his own, and the whole of the earth will be filled with his glory. Isaiah 66, 15 and 16. In it, Isaiah proclaims, "See, the Lord is coming with fire, and his chariots are like a whirlwind. He will bring down his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For with fire and with his sword, the Lord will execute judgment upon all men, and many will be slain by the Lord." And Revelation 19 says, "He shall appear, and he shall be called faithful and true." John writes in the book of Revelation, chapter 19, "With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns, and he has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. On his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." During this season of Advent, when we look back at the birth of Jesus and look forward with the anticipation of the return of Christ Jesus, let us remember that the reason we celebrate Christmas is the cross. And the reason for the cross brought us Christmas. There's no separation between the two. Both must be remembered at this time of year, for one cannot be celebrated without the other. Jesus, Savior, Redeemer, Emmanuel, he has come and conquered death, something that he could have done from heaven, but he came so that we may see before us the might, the power, the love, and the glory of God in his willingness to lay down his life, to rescue us from the enemy, to rescue us from death. And in his coming to earth and him as a baby, he placed himself in all of the situations that we are placed in on a daily basis. And through his life, here amongst us, as a man, he showed us that if we will submit to the will of the Father, we also can live life and live it abundantly. Jesus' life here on earth was one no different than ours. He loved others as we do. He was hated by others, as we often are at times, when we do not see eye to eye, or they feel threatened by our beliefs or the life we live out before them. He too was threatened. He was persecuted, and he was killed for things that were not of his own doing. Yet loved, he obeyed the Heavenly Father, and through prayer, perseverance, through the guidance of the Father, he walked to Calvary. He laid down his life, and on that third day, he picked it up again. He never said it would be easy. In fact, he said that if they persecute me, they will persecute you also. But we do not face what lies ahead alone, and we need not fear men or what they can do. But we need to hold fast to the fear of the Lord. For it is not a fear built upon distrust, but trust. It is a fear born of love. It is respect and adoration of God. And it calls us to the remembrance of who he is and the majesty and the splendor that is his and his alone. The following psalm was written as the crown was being passed on from David to Solomon. It was a prayer of a father over a son. And so also it is the words of God as he looks ahead to the days when Christ Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, shall reign over the whole of the earth. As on that last day of creation, when God said it was very good, so shall it be as he had created it to be. Psalm 72. Endow the king with your justice, O God, and the royal son with your righteousness. He will judge your people in righteousness, your afflicted ones with justice. The mountains will bring prosperity to the people, the hills the fruit of righteousness. And he will defend the afflicted among the people, and save the children of the needy, and he will crush the oppressor. He will endure as long as the sun, as long as the moon, through all generations. and he will be like rain falling on a mown field, like showers watering the earth. And in his days the righteous will flourish, prosperity will abound till the moon is no more. And he will rule from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. All kings will bow down to him, and all nations will serve him. Heavenly Father, prepare our hearts for the Lord's return. Let us not be found sleeping or having turned our back to him. For the day quickly approaches like hoofbeats echoing from the distance. They continually grow louder, and soon the day comes when the ground will tremble as time reveals what the heart knows. Jesus is the Lord, to the glory of God. You see, the Lamb has been sacrificed, and the Lion of Judah awaits his command to return. Look, he comes. He comes. Amen.